Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, good morning and welcome back to Project Independence and You. We've had quite an interesting morning here learning about scams and how to cook. And if you have a problem in paying your heating bill, which is a serious problem, comes around the Christmas time, there are people who can actually help you. Now we're going to go to a completely different scenario, and we're going to go into show business, I would say. We've got a group in front of us here, Ed Norton, Jackie Gleason, and Alice, in live and in person. Will they be able to?
And in color, too, not black and white. Color. Look at this.
Yeah.
We come a long way.
Yeah.
Hey there, Ruffy boy.
What are you saying, Norton?
Yeah, I used to be a big fan of those boys and the ladies. There's Ethel and Fred and the whole crew there.
That was Lucy. Yeah.
But who was their neighbor?
We've got Alice and Trixie.
Trixie and Norton. Right.
That's Norton.
Yeah, I could tell.
How you doing, Adam?
Good. Well,
I'm
how
Alice.
About you introduce yourselves, and I'll explain that you are doing a show called with the Slayers Players Group coming up soon. We can get into that in more detail after you kind of just introduce yourselves and tell us what your role is, and also tell us, because I find it interesting, what we do besides this. Because you all
we can't live on this.
No.
They just walk around all day like this.
And that's actually one of the questions I do have.
What do you do besides this?
Yeah. Well, I still do work. I'm volunteering here.
Oh, nice.
But, other than that, I do have still do a little work.
Right.
So how about taking a turn here, go around? Will you be able to?
Yeah. Well, I'll
Ladies
start.
First.
Thank
right.
you. My name is Eve Lupenco Ferrante, and I'm playing Alice Cramden. And in my other life, I'm a dermatologist. I've been practicing adult and pediatric dermatology for 22 years. I have a practice in Woodbury. I run the dermatology division for Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery and Dermatology. And then in my spare time, I'm also a councilwoman-elect for the city of Glen Cove.
Oh, good for you.
So starting January 1st, I'll be having an even bigger role in Glen Cove, and looking forward to having fun and making it an even better place to live.
I'm actually a big customer of dermatologists, as you probably can tell.
I don't know what my lawyers would say, but I can see from here.
I've been a regular visitor, paying my dues for back when, the sun was not bad for you, and we all did what we could to destroy ourselves.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Still do.
Yeah.
Your mother probably told you, go outside, it's good for you.
Yeah, right. And then you get boils and bubbles and, burns.
The kids these days part of summer,
Yeah.
Kids these days won't have a problem with that. They're always inside playing video games.
That's true. That's true. You can't get sunburned in there.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless they play it in a tanning bed.
That's, right.
That's no good either, by
yes.
the way.
I'm Pat Marone. I'm a chef. I do stand-up comedy, and I guess I do a little bit of this I don't pay the bills with, but I'm a chef at assisted living in the Regency at Glen Cove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been there for 15 years. I run the whole food service department.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then I took up a little stand-up comedy because I do cooking demos for seniors. So I figured I would take a class in stand-up comedy, and I started doing that for about 5 years.
We should have had you on the last segment with Diane.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right.
And years ago when I was younger, I had a...
As opposed to years ago when you were older?
Right. I did a little background work in Bronx Tale and analyzed that. And I started getting into a little bit of acting now, too. I'm doing working on a film, Good Friday, so... And then Freddie came to me because he knows I'm a honeymooners buff, and he came to me to do this play. So I'm going to try to do this. So we're having a little fun doing that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. My name is Fred DeMena, and I have a number of hats that I wear. Predominantly, I'm an exercise physiologist. I have my PhD in exercise physiology. I have adjunct professor positions at Columbia Teachers College and also at Adelphi University. And in addition to that, I'm doing a lot of research, predominantly with obesity and insulin resistance. So that's my day job. I'm also a manager and owner of a restaurant with my wife in Glen Cove, The View Grill.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps me busy. But the third thing is the Slayer Players, which is a group that was formed 3 years ago. And we do, the original goal was to do murder mysteries.
I love murder mysteries.
Yeah. Well, then we got to get you on our mailing list.
I love it.
There's not that many around anymore.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So we do those.
A lot of murders, though.
Yeah.
It's a dying breed.
Very good.
We've done four different shows, but the exciting one we just completed was one that we did an original that I wrote in conjunction with another member of our group, Kevin Horton. And we wrote an original murder mystery for my father's place, the Rock and Roll Club in Roslyn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gauged towards that club, so we had all references to rock and roll and that particular club in it. So that was kind of exciting. And but then we do holiday shows, too. Last year we did A Christmas Carol, and this year we're going to be, this was a concept I came up with, Home for the Holidays, which is an attempt to, you know, the old adage that you can't go back home again. This is an attempt to bring people back.
Especially when they throw you out.
Yeah, that can happen too. But bring people back to a simpler place and time. And, you know, when you hear an old song or you smell an old smell or you see an old TV show, it kind of brings you back. And you're
That's
nodding your head.
That's bad news in your business, Pat.
You're nodding your head, but you're not old enough to probably feel
I do
some
work
of these
with
feelings.
Seniors, though, so I'm very...
as
it
we
really
get older, as I get older, I pine more for the good old days. And I think it's specifically that, relevant around the holidays. Because I know, I have family. My family is all gone now, and... sometimes you could see a TV show and it could literally transport you back to those feelings that you had as a kid when it was so special to see the Christmas tree and everything. Mm. So what we're trying to do with this particular event is to bring people back via two classic TV shows that are associated with
I was always a big Jackie Gleason fan. I'm obviously older than Christina by a couple of years, but not
just a few. Just a handful.
Just a few. But
so
my
that,
aunt
that
actually,
dermatologist you've seen making you look young.
Yeah. Impacted my brain. My aunt actually lived on Chauncey Street in Brooklyn, which was about a block away from where Jackie Gleason grew up.
Wow.
In Bushwick section.
328 Chauncey Street.
She was 721 Chauncey Street.
Well, my parents, that was their go-to show. So I just grew up on the Honeymooners because they always said they were Fred and Alice. That was more of their relationship as we can see.
I mean,
now.
It was really, to me, it was great comedy. And besides that, Jackie Gleason was a super talented individual.
Oh, yeah.
With music and all kinds of other things that he did. And he lived a good life, too. He definitely didn't.
Well, if you remember my grandfather's life. Show, my grandfather, who has since passed away, was a fashion photographer. And he took this portrait of Jackie Gleason that was ginormous, like blown up in his house. And I remember being a little girl. And it was such an iconic photo that he took of him. And he loved him, yeah. So it was...
When I was a kid, I remember watching the Honeymooners with my father and stuff. But my father reminded me so much of Jackie Gleason that when he used to yell and get mad, I used to laugh at him.
Yeah.
I was scared because I'm thinking of Jackie Gleason. Yeah. I think I got the real life Jackie Gleason in my house, so I'm laughing at everything he did. So. Yeah.
I grew up also. Every night we watched The Honeymooners. That was my break from studying. And then after that, watch a little bit of Johnny Carson.
Think it's a timeless show, though, at any age. Because like I said, my husband, we watched because it was always, on New Year's Eve. It was like always just going on in the
People look forward to that. Yeah. I still look forward to it.
Yeah. It was just good comedy. Yeah.
And you can still laugh at it. You can watch it 100 times. You still laugh at it.
We say that. Pat and I, for years, whenever we're in different environments we're in, we're always whipping out Honeymooner lines.
Yeah.
When something happens that where the phrase fits.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were good too, Ralph.
Well, that, it's you know, it's and like Pat says, we can watch these shows and we know every line,
yeah,
especially
okay.
this episode.
Yeah.
We're now, you know, literally know
you
every
still
line.
We have a good memory,
and we're still laughing at the episode
yeah.
as
yeah.
we're watching it.
Yeah.
We rehearsed in front of, we had a photographer, we had a record pilot down yesterday. We rehearsed in front of him, and we're going through the lines, and we haven't really went through it all together as a whole cast, and we're doing a lot, and we do a scene. And Fred, right in the middle of the scene, starts
it's
bursting out laughing.
Up,
and I'm saying,
he's giving the line.
And I'm like,
I'm looking at his face. He's giving
it?
The line.
I can't do this.
But it's just, you know, I mean, it's because we're really trying to do it true to form. So it's very important to us to be as we're not improvising
yeah.
or our interpretation of it, because we really want to pay tribute to these talented, you know,
yeah, it's
legendary.
Did you collectively, like the three of you together, watch this show?
We bring a thing on
yeah.
set. We'll do the laptop. But
right.
yesterday had a big screen TV, so
we
stop it, freeze it, go back and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so great.
But
yeah. I'm a golfer. I'm sorry.
I'm a golfer too.
Yeah, well, I love
that's
the
why
scene
I those things
that
on
I
hand.
Never forget was when Norton was with the golf.
Hello, ball.
First thing, you got to address.
Practice an uphill shot.
Hello,
downhill
ball.
Shot.
Yeah, yeah.
What's interesting about this episode, and since we're trying to make it so true to form, is that in this episode, there were so many mistakes made. There were so many lines missed and people jumping on lines and people saying the wrong names. Like instead of saying, where's Alice, he started to say, where's Ralph? So it came out, where's Rallis?
Yeah,
so
Uncle
now
Leo.
We're
oh,
trying
God.
To
yeah.
do this true to form. So we have to make their mistakes. So we're making our own mistakes, and we have
yeah.
to remember to
live?
Make their
when
mistakes.
They were live, yeah.
yeah
but
it was filmed live.
Yeah.
It was, you know, filmed live.
And Mrs. Stevens, I think, has
audience.
A little mistakes, too.
Oh, yeah,
and,
she has a lot of mistakes.
There's a
I got the high song.
Oh, hi.
That's right.
What
back.
Are we, Indians?
We have 20 seconds.
Time flies
seconds.
When you're having fun.
We're,
huh?
done, we're done with the show for 20 seconds?
That's
yeah,
it.
We're going to have to cut
we'll
off.
Yeah,
we'll
take
a break
and be back.
And
in
we'll
the
be back.
Minute.
Are you going to have us back?
We'll
yeah.
be back, yeah. This, yeah, we'll have